chaplaincy may be free to the person at the bedside, but it is never free to provide. Every calm, prepared chaplain who enters a healthcare setting stands behind a formation pipeline that donors and Federation partners help sustain.
And that distinction matters. A patient or family should not have to weigh the cost of spiritual care during an already difficult moment. The Marsh Institute for Chaplains builds capacity so care can remain available without placing another burden on the person receiving it.
That capacity begins well before a chaplain arrives at a hospital, clinic, or care facility. It includes identifying people with the right calling, screening them carefully, providing education and formation, and helping them understand ethics, boundaries, confidentiality, and the realities of interdisciplinary care.
It also includes supervision and ongoing support. Healthcare chaplains regularly encounter grief, uncertainty, trauma, moral distress, and complicated family dynamics. Formation helps them remain present without moving beyond their role. Chaplains do not diagnose or treat. When clinical concerns arise, they refer to the appropriate healthcare professional.
So the economics of chaplaincy are really the economics of readiness. Support covers the systems that prepare chaplains, connect them with places of care, maintain standards, strengthen partnerships, and help ensure that the work remains responsible over time.
Consider a family gathered beside a patient after an unexpected change in condition. They may be frightened, spiritually disoriented, or struggling to communicate with one another. A chaplain can listen, help them name what matters, offer prayer, or another appropriate spiritual practice when requested, and help them connect with the care team.
The family receives that presence in the moment without an invoice from the chaplain. But the quality of that encounter depends on everything that came before it: careful formation, clear protocols, trusted institutional relationships, and a network able to place and support qualified people.
Donor support also helps protect consistency. Healthcare needs do not appear only when funding is convenient. Institutions need chaplaincy relationships that can be cultivated, coordinated, and sustained, especially when communities face pressure or sudden disruption.
That is why healthcare chaplaincy capacity matters to the broader mission. It creates a dependable path from calling to competent service and from community generosity to care that reaches people at vulnerable points in life.
Chaplain Resource Network is an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains. Through that work, MIC strengthens the formation pipeline and the infrastructure around it, so chaplains are not sent into complex settings without preparation, accountability, or support.
For donors and Federation partners, the investment is both practical and deeply human. You sustain recruitment, formation, supervision, coordination, continuing development, and the relationships that make access possible.
The grounded takeaway is simple. Free at the point of care does not mean costless. It means someone chose to carry the cost upstream, so a prepared chaplain can show up at the bedside and the person in need can simply receive care.